This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network.
Here's to those who love not to wisely. No, not to
wisely. All right, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM The Fan, 1080 AM, live on YouTube. Odyssey app. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning.
Hope you're getting your hump on.
Hell yeah.
We went from a Factor Feelings college football hour to maybe some massive breaking news on the horizon. Is there anybody we could text locally that would get the scoop on this? Is anybody like we would know?
Well, there's only one scoop right now, and it's Scott Soschnick. And I'm trying.
I
have
hard because people aren't
Twitter, but I don't have an email.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find any information there. If you're just jumping in your car, heading to work this morning, or turning the show on, the news is coming out from Sportico.
I wish you could DM people again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Elon.
If you have a blue check, you can't DM people with blue checks unless you have a blue check.
You got to pay for that blue check. We're not letting you in our DMs, not paying for Twitter every month. What are you thinking over there?
I don't know where people are on Sportico as an entity, but like when you have a quote from the dude and they're like pubbing it as their top story, this is the editor-in-chief
of the
on the byline.
Yeah. It reminds me, I remember when when Oregon was looking for their head coach when Cristobal left. And Lanning ended up being a name that nobody really talked about or referenced. And all the local guys who tried to pretend as if I got the inside scoop and I'm going to break the news. And it ended up being a random guy at a newspaper in Atlanta that broke the news that Dan Lanning was coming
that.
To Oregon. And everybody's like, who the hell is this guy? Never heard of him before. I guess it's true. And then we all had to spend, you know, an hour Googling who the hell Dan Lanning is. Oh, that's right. D coordinator at Georgia. Reminds me kind of that, of like, We don't go to this outlet very often. I've never heard of these writers, but they got a lot of followers on social media. If you believe in that kind of thing.
I'm familiar with Sportico. I just don't go necessarily to the website very often.
So if you're jumping in your car this morning, wondering what are we talking about? What is the breaking news? The breaking news is that there is reportedly a new owner set for the Portland Trailblazers. We've known that for a while. They're for sale. It's great news to be a Blazer. The great day to be a Blazer. The day we found out the news that Jody and the Allen estate was going to sell. Just waiting on how long it's going to take. Maybe it was going to take months. Maybe it was going to take years. Usually takes a long time to untangle all these things. But the report this morning is that Tom Dundon, who is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes.
I'm texting our guy. We have a guy over in Charlotte that does a radio show.
Yes,
and
we do.
They talk about the Hurricanes from time to time. I'm going to text him.
Okay.
And see what he... What's
get the
report
feeling. What's
of,
the vibe?
Of what are, Dundon, yeah.
What are people saying about him?
Yeah.
Tom Dundon owns the Carolina Hurricanes. He became the primary owner of the Hurricanes in 2021. Actually, majority owner in 2018. He's the sole owner as of 2021. Now, NBA valuations and NHL valuations are a little bit different. The Blazers are going to cost more money. So there's going to be a lot of different cooks in the kitchen here, if you will, because I don't think he has the... you know, the net worth to solely buy this thing on his own. So there's going to be a lot of managing partners in this thing. But he is considered, at least in hockey circles, a relatively good owner and a guy who has tried to win and tried to be aggressive and all of that. And so this might end up being a really good day for Blazer fans. Time will tell. There is a quote in the Sportico article from Tom Dundon saying that he is very excited. And the biggest question in all of this for Blazer fans that we've unfortunately had to actually spend time on here in the last couple of weeks is, will they ever entertain the idea of leaving after Adam Silver said they're going to need a new arena or a renovated arena?
Yep.
And Tom Dundon, according to the Sportico article, is already out of the gate saying there is zero intention of moving the organization out of Portland. And I think him owning Carolina is a good case study for that of, you wouldn't know it if you didn't watch hockey, you don't follow the sport.
Sure.
We were just talking with Patrick in the break about this. Like, Raleigh is not a hockey hotbed. It's not known as a hockey central area.
Yeah.
The fan base and the passion that they have there is massive. They are a very big deal in Raleigh, North Carolina, one of the most passionate fan bases in the NHL. And the idea of him having kind of a smaller market NHL team with a loyal fan base, it's exactly who the Blazers are in the NBA. They've done it longer than the Carolina Hurricanes have. There's no doubt about that. But a good sign, at least out of the gate, that he's excited, he's buying the team, and he has no plans on moving them out of Portland.
Yeah, it's just doing, I guess, research to find out, I guess, more about him. But you know what? If he's coming out and saying it, then that's great. It should be noted, it's not, he doesn't say 0% chance of moving. The actual quote is they intend to keep the team in Portland.
Very true.
You know, I'm
our guy Bill
Orem,
by the way, has tweeted out that our guy Bill Orem at the Oregonian,
he is saying that he is hurrying.
He can confirm the Sportico report that the Blazers have reached a deal to sell to a group led by Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon with intent to keep the team in Portland. Story to come.
Somebody said, guy's a Trump donor. I'm like, yeah, well, rich people, man.
What are we doing, dude? Are the Blazers staying in Portland? Does he care about winning? It's a sports, okay? Get your politics out of my sports.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Shut up and dribble.
Stick to politics, okay? You stick to politics, I'm going to stick to sports here.
Although there is a UFC fight happening, so now we're mixing in the politics with the sports. Look, I'll just say this, though. We need to do more. I'm efforting to get somebody from Charlotte that's familiar with him as an owner for more background on him, but by all reports, sounds like, you know, like, there's no guarantee there's a title out of this, and we're not going to get to, like, oh, is he going to go to the second apron? Look, we don't know any of that stuff.
No clue.
What I would say is at least a track record established as a sports owner. It's not one that you go, ooh, I don't know. You know, it's at least one that's like, dude, that's going well.
Good track record.
Intends to keep in Portland, so I'm sure he's going to get a little political and talk about, hey, let's how are we looking at this? And also as other people in the group that are financially backed.
Yes.
He's not the richest owner by any stretch.
Nope.
I think his net worth is just over $3 billion. So, yeah, not the deepest pockets in the world. That doesn't mean you can't win.
Nope.
The NBA champion owner is not, I think he's one of the poorest owners in the league. So it's more about what your group is, find your footing, and then let's figure out this arena situation. But as an owner, our only sample size is what he currently is doing, and that is he had one of the more exciting NHL teams on ice this season. They came up short in the playoffs. I believe they lost to the Panthers, if I'm not mistaken.
Conference finals, if I'm not wrong. I think Carolina went to the conference finals.
So, like, he's got a good track record in that regard, and that's all we can go off of because that's all the information we've been given.
Yeah, I will say this, just from my perspective, I think just awesome day in general because the sooner Jody is out, the better for me, and the happier that I am as a fan. Never giving an interview, never sharing a vision or a message about what you want to accomplish. Like, it just was inexcusable that it was allowed to go on for this long. So it's a great day that we're one step closer. My biggest fear in the sale, outside of the obvious of the team moving,
right,
was that it
that's still a fear for you?
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying outside of that was that this process might take a year just to find a buyer.
Sure.
And then another year to untangle everything. And you might be looking at two more years of kicking this can down the road. And so to have a sale go through so quickly. Now it's still got to be approved and all that. Like, there's still a lot of hurdles they got to jump through. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that finality of it reached much quicker than I thought going in, to me is great because then that means you start the clock a little bit sooner on how long she can get out and how long the new owner, or how quickly I should say, the new owner can take over. So all right. That stuff is very encouraging for me. Very excited about somebody who's clearly passionate about sports, clearly invests and wants to win with his organizations, is willing to do interviews and talk about what his thoughts are and where the team should go and what the plan is and all of those things that we have been lacking and missing for the last 6-7 years in an organization for a lot of fans that would say, I can't really take you seriously until I know what the long-term vision is and who the owner is that's calling the shots on the direction that you're going to go. Having those things answered might end up being a really good thing.
Also, just be noted, like, as many, there are some positives, the upgrade to the facility, the G League team, right? There are things I can point to during this weird in-between era of Paul Allen, the estate, and now the new owner. I just, like, sometimes you need to be judged by your track record and history, and that is right now that, you know, no playoffs for 4 years.
Dude, the last 4 years have been one of the worst stretches in the history of the organization.
We're giddy right now on a 36-win season, and so I think
that's also be nice. Like, I get
that's from the positive.
From a development standpoint, you can argue that the G League team is a bit, nobody cares.
Well, but it is important to have, is all I'm saying.
Sure.
And it didn't exist, and you eat some money to create that thing.
That's
they don't
great.
Make any money on ticket sales for that.
No, because nobody's going, and that's fine.
Right.
I just, in terms of overall organization success,
it doesn't feel great. It hasn't felt great.
G League is great for having a spot to send your back of the bench guys to go play for a couple of nights a week.
Sure.
That's awesome. This has been one of the worst stretches in the history of the organization, with a lot of questionable decisions along the way, including losing the way that they did in the playoffs and deciding to run the entire roster back with Norm Powell starting as your small forward, firing your head coach, who was beloved in the locker room, to lean on and trust a general manager who built that roster that couldn't win in the playoffs around Damian Lillard.
Well, they also traded Dame, and I know they got him back, but yeah.
Yeah, and not having the balls as an owner to say, you know what, the time is now to make a move, and let's invest in the future, and let's change directions. Instead, they made Damian Lillard force their hand to trade them because they didn't have the cojones to come out front and say, you know what, we can't win with you. We're going to get the best package possible. There's a lot of things that I could nitpick over the last 6-7 years.
Sure.
Being an owner is not easy. I'm not holding anybody to a championship or bust standard, but there's not been a lot of positives over the last 7 years, and I don't understand anybody who argues the contrary.
Mm.
Very excited that this might be an end. Tom Dundon looks like he's going to be the new owner.
Tom Dundon.
Now we go through the approval process from the NBA Board of Governors.
Yeah.
And Bill Orms confirmed it. So there you go. Big news today. Tom Dundon, new owner of the Blazers. Let's get back into some college football stuff. We'll do it next. Actually, no, next is Statter Story.
Yes.
What am I talking about? I got distracted. Statter Story next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, let's do this. Stat or Story time on a Wednesday at 9:15. Tom Dundon might have bought the new Blazers. Having fun over there? Want to get serious? Want to do some radio?
Sorry,
sit your ass down.
God forbid, dance clown.
How dare you? How dare you make a mockery of Stat or Story? We have a new owner of the Blazers. Good morning, everybody. Tom Dundon is the new owner.
It's like, it's made the rounds. This is a done deal. Now, there is still some, is there more to this? Is there more people on it? Absolutely. But this is not, hey, this might be,
it's happening.
It's happening.
It's here, baby. Stat or Story time, if you're new to the program, we'll take a quick break. We'll revisit anything new that comes out in the next 11 minutes. I don't really know what else there
Sean
is on
Charania
the moat.
Just broke it. Hurricanes owner Tom Dunn has agreed to buy the Blazers.
How about Sportico getting the scoop on Scams Charania?
How about this? Shams is adding this element.
Oh.
He's buying the Blazers from the estate of Paul G. Allen for a valuation of over $4
billion. Over $4 billion.
You know what? Kudos. I'll say this. Kudos to the estate for this. I know we want Phil. We wanted that to happen. It made a lot of sense locally, right? What was Phil's offer at that? Was it 3.1?
I can't remember.
3.2?
Somewhere in that range.
Something like that.
I'd imagine they would have
got
been
an extra $1 billion out of this. They did handle it the right way.
I would also argue that if they were willing to negotiate at the time, that I think Phil Knight would have paid that for the Blazers.
Talk to Larry Miller about going to the New York Post with awful quotes.
Well, when you don't want to come to the table to negotiate, they're going to try and strong arm you in a way, and nothing they said in those articles were wrong. I digress. Let's get to Stat or Story. Who would like, you want me to start today? All right, I'll start today. Your number.
Yes. Sorry. I'm just.
I know. I'm
all
over
the place.
I got to admit, I'm not thrilled with my Stat or Story today.
I'm not either.
You guys can be the judge. I'm not happy with what I can
dig
up.
See who has the best worst Stat or Story.
2,000 is your number.
Okay.
2,000. Is it the, and I pulled this up looking at all-time numbers because he's our friend. Is it the all-time passing yard total?
Norm Van Brocklin.
For color analyst of the Oregon Ducks, Mike Jorgensen, in an Oregon uniform,
no,
in his 4 years at Oregon.
No, no.
1981 to 1984.
Story.
Or
story,
is it,
dude.
I have to get to the story first.
Go ahead.
Or is it the price of a new phone that will be coming out next year, because evidently some people want these back. Apple is going to release a foldable iPhone next year for the price of $2,000.
Yeah, it's a story. We just went over the stats of like career quarterbacks who started at prominent programs.
You sure you're not using dirt logic here? He started for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to go story.
Okay.
2,000 exactly. That's an iPhone price, not
rounding.
Passing yards.
Rounding.
Oh, we're rounding now.
Not 1995.
Rounding.
If this is 1870 and you rounded to 2,000,
rounding.
I win.
Rounding.
Go ahead. I got to get it.
Yeah. For the sake of the show,
sure.
I'll say stat.
I mean, you should, you know, it's pretty obvious a story. 1,913 yards for Mike Jorgensen, so not that far
off.
You
could have rounded.
I could have rounded. And the phone was actually, it's 1,999, so that's technically rounding up, but that I thought that would be too obvious.
You bending the rules.
I
don't want to buy a phone anymore.
A foldable iPhone for $2,000. Does anybody want the idea of a foldable phone back? You miss foldable phones?
I had a foldable phone before that opened up.
Yeah, you had the book phone.
Samsung's been doing that for years.
I'm almost like, give me a $30 phone.
But I don't think it's, like, yours is the size of an iPhone that folds to two iPhones.
Yeah.
I think this is an iPhone that like folds in half. It's a flip phone.
Well, Samsung has one of those, too.
Okay.
They're a little late to the party.
Well, get rid of your green text messages, and then maybe I'll go think about buying one.
Seriously, can you just get rid of it?
You will never get me to buy Apple stuff ever.
Although,
it's so intuitively ass backwards, it's not even funny.
I might be a green text guy soon. I am contemplating going old
phone.
Don't
know why they do stuff in like the way flip phone? That they set it up.
Yeah, like phone that doesn't have like...
Just texting and calling?
Yeah, basically.
Although, not a bad idea.
I'd never post to my Instagram if I did that because I'm not going to access that online.
You got to post to the gram, dude.
I know.
How are we going to see those beach photos? All right, that's all I got.
Okay, stat or story?
Not happy with my performance today. It was subpar. I'll be better next week.
Well, we're also very distracted right now. I'm about to get some intel on the new Blazer owner here. Your number is 20.
20.
20. Is it the number of touchdowns new Stanford starting quarterback Ben Gulbranson has for his career? As he was named the Cardinal quarterback by Frank Reich? Or is it the anniversary Travis Kelce remembers as a moment he realized his parents didn't love each other anymore?
You read that GQ
their
article,
20th,
huh? I read it.
His parents'
I was curious.
20th anniversary or his 20th birthday?
I said anniversary.
Okay, so his parents' 20th
anniversary.
I know sometimes I talk wrong. I don't know what was confusing about that.
Talk wrong. Talk wrong sounds wrong.
Somebody caught my name confused in Santa Clara as Brandy. And I'm pretty confident I was like, Brandon.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me like four or five times, and I'm so confused. Is it me? Is it them?
You're not doing the done. You're not doing enough done.
Brandon. Brandon. Brandy. Sick. Order for Brandy.
Silent
That's my
end.
Girlfriend. She's over there.
I'm gonna go stat here. Give me Ben Gulbranson stat here.
I will say stat as well.
Ah. Damn it. Losers. He's got 15. Yeah, it's a really sad part of the long-ass GQ from Travis Kelce, but I read it. He says, my parents were great. They chose to get divorced after I went to college. They were a great team. They handled everything exactly how his parents did. They didn't fight. They didn't talk negatively. He says, my dad still texts me every year. Your mom's birthday's in 2 days. Wish her happy birthday.
Say happy birthday.
They did everything maturely. But he says he remembers vividly looking on a calendar on their fridge and on the date said 20th anniversary. And he goes, the day happened, nothing happened. And he said, I don't think I'm misremembering this, but that was a moment I went, my friend's parents always showed love and affection to each other. My parents handled everything like a business. Kids at practice. Jason has theater.
Right.
I've got multiple sports. They were never lovey-dovey. They didn't go on dates. It was just, what do the kids need?
Let's take care of it.
My mom rose from like a bank teller to a manager. My dad worked his butt off. And it was great. We had a good upbringing. But they didn't have a lot of love and affection. And he says he remembers the 20th anniversary, them not having any special occasion. And that's a big number.
That's a big number. To not have anything for your 20th anniversary is pretty alarming.
It's sad, but also like he does say, my parents were great. They didn't fight.
Divorce happens, dude. 50% of people end in divorce.
He's like, I'm pretty sure they stopped loving each other, and that's just what happened. But they stayed
together
for
the kids,
going, and they handled everything really well.
Can I give you a hot take too? I think I'd rather listen to Danny Meringue's screamo music than I would Taylor Swift do a podcast with the Kelces. And I like the Kelces. I've heard clips of the podcast.
I think
it's
I'm
going
to listen to this episode. I want to be honest with you here.
I don't. I don't want to fall into the societal trap.
There you go.
Tractor beams will not work on me.
I got an update on Dundon, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'll go quick. Right, I think you guys will like this. I saw this the other day, and I was like, this should fit with the show. Your number is 5.
5.
Is it the number of times since the Mariners last won the division in 2001 that they have been in first place in August or later, as they have just gotten to... After yesterday, they are now tied for first place with the Astros.
They win today, they're in first, and
they're
the Astros
solo.
Have blown a 7-game lead in a span of
But
like
they are now
three
tied
weeks.
With the Astros for first place in the AL West. Or is it the rank of the state of Oregon amongst the 50 states and the District of Columbia? In a recently comprised poll by Fantasy AI as the kinkiest state in America.
Oh.
So you're saying this?
I don't know if we have that level of kink in us, to be honest with you.
This is the latest they could lead?
No, in times in August, they've
times
had a division lead.
They have been in first place in August or
since
later.
Since 2000.
Since they last won the division
and the number
in 2001.
Was?
They haven't won a division title in 24 years?
Dude, they blew a division lead like a year or two ago.
They haven't won a single AL West title since 2001?
They blew a 10-game lead like a year or two ago.
Holy hell.
I'm not one stat.
I'm going to go stat. I don't think we're that kinky.
I'm going to go story. I think we are kinky. I think we're into all kinds of weird things.
Armpit
weird
stuff.
Hair, foot fetishes, river sex.
Whoa, river sex sounds
all
fun.
Right, dirt, you said?
I said stat.
Yes, this is the fifth time since 2001 the Mariners have been in first place in the AL West in August or later. 2003, that was the latest. September 4th, they were in first place, finished third in the division. 2023, sorry. 2003, August 26th, they were in first and finished second. 2002, they were in first on August 22nd and finished third. 2024, they were in first on August 6th and finished second. So the question is, this year being
will
the
this
fifth,
year be different?
Will it be different?
I mean, they should be in the playoffs either way. Their playoff status is locked in cement.
They would have to really screw the pooch not to make a wild card
spot. Yeah, that would be an epic collapse. Now the question is,
they
win the
division? New study revealed Oregon is home to the sixth most kinkiest Americans.
Hey, the logic was right. Look at that.
We were close.
Nevada in a shocking development, number one.
Yeah, no shock there. State
of Washington is number two.
Nevada has legalized prostitution. That
and also, how many of the people that love the kinks aren't like you go to experience your kinks
not from the
and
state.
Then you leave the state of Nevada?
I agree. Yes.
Have somebody handcuff you and you're flying home.
Colorado three, Utah number four.
I could see that.
Georgia 5, Oregon 6.
Watch the Mormon Wives on Hulu, and you'll know where Utah's
at. Illinois 7, New York 8, California 9. So this is based on, what were the criteria? Search volumes of kinky things. So the number of kinky searches, adult toys per 100,000 in population. So Oregon has 855.06. And sex dolls, the most searched for.
Hey, let's go, baby. There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 9:15. Let's get back into it. Let somebody text in. Hey, the Blazers sold. Like, yeah, I know. The Blazers sold.
We've been talking about it. We took a break.
Good morning.
Got some intel from Charlotte.
All right, we got some info on Tom Dundon. He is the new owner of the Blazers. What are we finding out? Let's dive a little bit more into it. A little more meat on that bone, if you will. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back in, 9:37. The firm of Harrison Moran coming up after us. So just talking with Patrick, he found an old podcast of Tom Dundon.
What? An owner that talks to
an
the media?
An owner that's done an interview before?
It's crazy.
Bananas, dude.
It's crazy.
If you're just getting in your car, yes, the big breaking news of the day is that the Blazers have found their new owner, Tom Dundon. Who the hell is Tom Dundon? Let me tell you. He is the current owner of the Carolina Hurricanes in the NHL. I was reading through a listener sent in a suggestion. It's a great piece on Dundon on the Sports Business Journal. What's wrong? Oh,
sorry,
was it something I said?
To,
okay.
No, it's.
I was like, did I say something stupid there? Did I mess something up?
All right. That's my bad. The mic should have been off when I checked.
Shut up over there. Yeah, okay. In this Sports Business Journal piece, it talked about, so he bought the Hurricanes in 2018, and I remember this being a thing. I just didn't pay that close attention to it because I didn't know that I needed to know about the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. But at the time, they were in a very similar spot to where the Blazers are right now, of an older arena. What are we going to do? Are they going to leave town? Passionate fan base. Very, very similar vibe when he took over. And after all of that, he secured their future there primarily because of the fan base and the city and the relationship that they had. Extended their lease until 2044 in Raleigh. And he's also redeveloping all the land around PNC Arena to turn it into a transformative mixed-use development. And by most estimates, the value of the Hurricanes has more than doubled since he bought the team in 2018. So he has invested a ton of money. He's building up the area. And I'm like, huh, that sounds kind of familiar.
So how would you? What did he describe the area around the arena as?
He didn't.
But what is he trying to build up?
It's called a transformative mixed-use development.
What are we hoping they do around the moda?
Transformative mixed-use development.
Look, the other guy attached, it needs to not be overlooked because Dundon is the bigger name today.
Yeah.
He had the quote to Sportico. It's being reported by Shams Charania. There's a Portland-based guy here, and I saw this from Gundy. That guy's wife is running the Oregon Health Authority or whatever. So
there
are
strong roots here locally.
Very strong roots. This guy has no history of wanting to move teams. He's Dallas-based. He jumps on a private bird and flies anywhere he goes. You had a fun anecdote that he is such a sicko and wants to win so badly, he won't attend Hurricane games at home because he's afraid of watching them lose.
Yeah, there was a staffer who entered the box one night, and a visiting reporter was told by the team staffer, don't talk to him while the game is on because he's that intense
he's
of a guy.
He's insanely into it.
And he loves owning the Hurricanes, but he doesn't like going to games because he said, quote, the chance you might lose, and it just essentially it tears him up seeing it in person.
I am Tom Dundon if I'm ever an owner. I don't like going to games because I don't want to watch him lose.
Yes.
I got this one from Travis Hancock. He is a radio host on the morning show in Charlotte, WFNZ. We've had him on before. I asked him, hey, super random, just what are your thoughts on Dundon as a Hurricanes owner? He says, no problem. They've made the playoffs every year he's been the owner. Canes have been one of the more consistent and well-run teams in sports in general under his watch. He's kept the same coach the whole way through. He's a very patient person. The negative on the resume, because today you're going to hear a lot of positives. There's going to be audio and, hey, look what he did with the Hurricanes and this and that. And that's great. He says, the only negative I can give you on the resume of Tom Dundon, he was the one who put the Alliance of American Football into bankruptcy So his venture there to something different was a failure. He got sued for $184 million.
Oh, okay. Well,
there you go. It's the only negative that he gave me. Other than that, fans, players, coaches, team employees rant and rave about this guy.
Yeah.
About how good of a sports owner he's been. He tried something different. It didn't work.
I mean, there obviously seems to be deep pockets around him. I think the biggest thing that I wanted in an owner was somebody who I never questioned their passion and overall direction of what they wanted to accomplish. Like we talked about in the first hour of the show, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has almost become a caricature of himself.
Yes.
It doesn't winning doesn't matter. He's a business. He loves the attention. He loves being a soap opera. The on-the-field success stuff is an afterthought for him at this point because he cares about Netflix documentaries and acting and shows and doing interviews and being a headline. Like, that's what he cares about. I never knew that that was the North Star end-all, be-all for Jody Allen, primarily because we didn't know how long she was going to own the team for. We knew eventually she was going to have to sell. It just was this weird gray area. We were in this purgatory of not knowing what the long-term vision was going to be. And so that was the biggest thing that I wanted. You want somebody with deep pockets. You're going to have deep pockets if you can buy an NBA team, and there's a lot of money around him in this case. The little anecdotes about how competitive he is and how much he wants to win are the biggest selling points for me of that's all I needed to see. And then it's hilarious the, you know, synergy between what the Hurricanes went through and having to redevelop the area around their stadium and extend their lease and recommit to the city and all of that. And the fact that he just went through this in another sport with another city, and now he's going to have to face the same exact battle here, which is a dream we've had for how many years, to have a district area around the Moda Center where you're not just going to one restaurant or one bar that they're jacking up the prices for $13 cocktails, and there's actually something to be able to do when you go to an event down there.
So is that currently the area around the Hurricanes? Is that underway, or is he still pushing for it?
It says in this article... let me refine where that was.
Yeah.
This is what it says. And after long being the subject of relocation rumors, the team has a more secure future in Raleigh than ever. Last August, this was written last summer, by the way, so this would have been 2023.
Okay.
Dundon reached a deal to extend the team's lease through 2044 and redevelop the land around PNC. So I don't know how far along they are, but they reached an agreement 2 years ago to redevelop the land around it into a transformative mixed-use development. And it's not wrong to say that since he bought the team in 2018, he's not the one that moved them from Hartford down to Raleigh. He bought it from the guy that moved the team down to Raleigh.
Yeah.
They have doubled in value. Now, part of that is the NHL just growing in popularity.
I think that kind of happens in all sports, really.
They go up. It's like buying a house for the most part. The value is just going to keep going up and up and up if you're in the right neighborhood.
Yep.
But I think also part of it is the success of the team, which he's had a direct hand in because of his passion and his desire to win and all of that. And then if you did fix up the area around the arena, that does make the value of your franchise more attractive. So
this is great. This is a great day. This
is the day, man.
I'll just say this. Like, I have no idea if he's going to deliver a title. I don't want to get into that. It's kind of ridiculous, those kind of opinions. You have no idea. Sometimes it's luck, whatever. I would say in the hour we've known about this, minus the Statter story segment, all we've learned is that this dude's hyper-competitive, gives a lot of dams, is financially backed by multiple people. He's rich himself, but he has other deep pockets with him, a lot of roots that are Oregon-based, has no history of removing teams from cities and relocating. And, like, that's all I want. And also, if you build up that area, and I'm sure, again, I said this when we were talking about the Seattle move, I'm sure the city and him are going to have real conversations about, hey, man, like, there's benefits to you as a city. What are you chipping in?
Yeah, how do you help us get this done?
You know, some people in our city are going to be like, no, never. And I'm going to be like,
would like to have that.
You know, if he's covering this, what happens if you cover that?
I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back.
I'm sure that's going to happen. So I just think this is great. It's not somebody coming in with a poor track record. It's not somebody coming in with question marks. It's somebody that seems overly excited, has connections here, is already making it clear there's no intention of moving. That's all I want. That's all I want is somebody to chime in with I give a damn.
Yeah.
And I want to show you that I give a damn. And that's what it seems to be right now. A
couple of quick thoughts here at the Fan Text Line, and then we'll kind of put a bow on this show and move on and send you off your way onto the firm of Harrison Meringue. Somebody said he's a Trump supporter with no ties to the Pacific Northwest. This will go over well. First counter to that is, one,
we don't really care about that the way people think we do.
How many owners do you think are like, what percentage of sports owners are Trump supporters?
Who's the most?
They're billionaires.
Who's the most woke owner in sports, though?
I mean, it probably was Mark Cuban at the time. But yeah. He's not an owner anymore.
He's not an owner anymore.
And I wouldn't classify Mark Cuban as woke. So I just, the whole, like, the no matter who is going to buy the damn team, like, they're going to be a Republican. So if that's a deal breaker for you, I don't know what to tell you.
Do Duck fans lose sleep over who Phil Knight donates
to? No. He wins a lot of games, and he donates a lot of cool stuff. So it doesn't matter to me. Also, no ties to the Pacific Northwest. Do we got a lot of billionaires laying around here that I'm not aware of?
Well,
of the one that tried to buy the team a couple of years ago,
I'll say this,
and then was rebuffed. Like,
I just said it, so I don't know if that text came in after or before. There's other people in this group. It's not just a solo
project.
One
of them connected here locally.
And one of them is very connected here locally. So there's going to be more information that comes out about that.
The politics stuff, man, like, I get it. It's a very contentious time. I'm trying to separate these two. If you don't think that professional sports owners are Republicans, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. They're billionaires.
Tax
you know
breaks.
Who largely gives them tax breaks?
Wow.
That party. You know what party wants to tax them more? The other party. You know who they vote for and who they give their money to? That part, like, that's the way the world works.
He also has no connection to Charlotte.
Not defending it, that's just the way it works.
He lives in Dallas, so, like,
he lives in Dallas, no ties to Raleigh, and he's extended the lease and the agreement there in Raleigh. So people keep texting in about maybe we can get the Hurricanes out of this. You're not getting the Carolina Hurricanes out of this. I love the idea. The Carolina Hurricanes are not moving to Portland, Oregon, as much as I would love to see it. Now, will he allow them to play in the Moda Center again? Jody Allen didn't want to pay for ice at the Moda Center, and the Winterhawks owner said, I'll pay for the ice, and Jody Allen said, I'm not even going to return your phone call, so maybe that happens down the road. But they're also improving the VMC this offseason, so I don't know what the future plan is.
I'll retweet this with our show page at Dirt and Sprague. One of our listeners sent us the actual article from the News Observer over there, which is the paper of note. The area they're building up down there, badass.
Badass?
You can go find it at Dirt and Sprague. I'm retweeting the article right now.
Okay. Final thoughts on this. Poll questions answer. Wrap it up on a Wednesday next, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Eventful morning. Here I was showing up today thinking the dirty poll's going to be the biggest story of the day today.
Yeah, you got out-newsed.
I got out-newsed. They trumped the dirty poll. I had Oregon Gonzaga in my notes. We didn't even talk about that. Playing at the Moda Center. No, nothing.
I mean, it's going to sell well. It's a cool thing.
It's kind of cool that they're playing. They never play. We should play more often. Play somebody, Gonzaga.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Schedule tough, you pansies.
Yeah, I tend
bring
to
it
agree
on.
With that.
Head of the Pac-12 move.
We got a new segment created, College Football Facts or Feelings.
We debated Washington Husky quarterbacks for 35 minutes today, and I thought that's as good as this show is going to get. And then the Blazers got sold 20 minutes later.
To be honest with you, dude, I'm kind of shocked, but not shocked. The results of that poll right now are Warren Moon overwhelmingly.
Fact or feelings. People
exactly.
are speaking with their feelings,
exactly.
not with their facts. Let's take a look at the other poll questions we got. By the way, the big news of the day. Hello, good morning. Tom Dundon is the new owner of the Portland Trail Blazers. He's the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes. If you want to see some stuff on him, Sprague just sent out a tweet with our show page, at Dirt and Sprague, where you should go give us a follow and vote on our poll questions while you're there.
Hello.
The pictures of the development area in Raleigh, as you were talking about in the last segment.
Did you look at them?
Dude, unbelievable. Looks awesome.
I have a sports heart on. I got to be honest with you. If we get anything close to this around the Moda Center, hello.
Hello would be, yes.
Hello.
Who is the greatest quarterback in Washington Husky history? Warren Moon, 55% of the vote. Michael Penix, 29% of the vote. Tui Asisopo, 9%. Brock Heward, 5%.
I'm finding Tui Asisopo is more, I guess, put to the back burner for Husky fan than I thought.
Which I'm surprised by.
I thought he was basically their version of Mariota. Like, he was this amazing athlete who came in and took him back to a Rose Bowl. And
right, that's like the way I viewed him.
My cousin is a UW alum, and he's like, Brunel, Warren Moon, Browning, Penix. And I'm like, Tui Asisopo?
What about Tui? Come on, man. Will Alabama be a playoff team this year? 53% of you say yes. 47% of you say no. Well, they got audio coming up. The firm of Harrison Meringue.
They might have a guest, including a guy named Adam Gold in Raleigh, who has a ton of knowledge on him as an owner.
Okay.
So.
Big news, baby. Big news.
Maybe Jeff Russell smiled during the show.
The Burt Cold National Nightmare might be over. Sooner than we thought.
Get out of here, Burt.
Pop some champagne. Got some serious people in charge of the Blazers. Great day to be a Blazer. Tom Dundon, your new owner. I'm sure we'll have more on this tomorrow. More will break throughout the course of the day today. The Dirty Poll preview will begin tomorrow with Oklahoma. We'll dive into that. If you missed any of the show today, you can go check the podcast at 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we're done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Marin is next on 1051 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.